This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. It's great to have you listening today. State legislators face heavy days of committee meetings this week, including the powerful Joint Finance Committee as it ticks its way through Governor Walker's proposed biennial budget. Michael Fields Agricultural Institute is tuned into, as its name suggests, how the final product hinders or sustains farming in Wisconsin. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bent spoke with the Institute's Associate Director of Public Policy, Bridget Holcomb. She offered mixed reviews on Joint Finance's decisions. For example, the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin program came out better than expected, but the funding of county conservation departments remains up in the air. Holcomb explains first what county conservationists are charged with doing.
Every county has a county conservation agent, and these people are little miracle workers that we have around the state. When we talk to farmers and ask them, what do you use your county conservation staff for, we heard everything from they help me get more tax deductions to they have helped me create a better business on my farm to I had a major problem with erosion or runoff, and they came in and helped fix the problem.
Do you know how far back those departments date in the state?
You know, every farmer that I talk to is just treated like they have been around forever.
Something that I heard is thinking about what the role the county conservation plays in the workings of a farm really has impacts on water in a big way.
Absolutely. We make the basic assumption that farmers want to keep soil and want to keep nutrients on their farm. Sometimes they have some real technical difficulties or some problem with runoff that they need help from county conservationists for. So really, every time we're drinking a glass of water, every time we are swimming in a lake, we should be thanking a county conservationist to help or helping to keep that water clean.
It goes back to realizing where our water is coming from.
And realizing that farmers are stewards not only of the land, but of a good portion of our water, and we should be helping them any way that we can to protect those resources.
The funding of these departments has always been a combination of local and state funding, is that right?
That's correct.
My understanding is that 2 years ago, there were cuts made to conservation departments.
That's correct. Even though the legislature had set how much they wanted spent on county conservation, we had an overall budget deficit. The state didn't make as much money as it thought it did. So we had to make cuts to various programs. And the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection decided one of the places that it was going to take a big chunk of money from was county conservation.
So what we're looking at now is very different.
What we're looking at now is making those cuts permanent. Instead, lapses are so difficult to explain, so hard to understand. So these are cuts that are just made for 1 year in hopes that in the next year, revenues will be up and we'll be able to return to what the legislature said they wanted to spend on all of these programs. The problem here is the legislature is now considering, do we make these one-year lapses permanent so that lower number is the starting point from now on.
So what kind of activity is going on to try to sway political opinion here?
We and a lot of other groups just started mentioning this to farmers, just started mentioning, you know, there are proposed cuts to the county conservationists that you work with might not be there. The office might not be there because of these cuts. We saw an amazing response from farmers, and they started calling in, wanted to find out how they can solve this.
What's the most you can hope for coming through joint finance?
What we want and what we are hearing that farmers want is not a huge ask. We're just asking to keep county conservation funded at the level that it's always been. We just want to be able to keep all of the county conservation offices across the state open.
We're talking about an issue that should come up now in the Joint Finances deliberations this week, but you are celebrating success on an earlier vote in Joint Finance. It reversed what would have been a cut in Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin. Let's talk about that a bit.
Absolutely. Buy Local Buy Wisconsin has a grant program that was also slated to be eliminated in this state budget. However, just last week, the Joint Finance Committee voted unanimously, 16-0, to put the program back into the state budget and to help folks interested in creating the local infrastructure for local food systems to help get them some support.
Give an example of something Buy Local Buy Wisconsin has brought to life.
Shadow Claw Creamery, right in Milwaukee, was a recipient. Buy Local Buy Wisconsin grants also jump-started the Fifth Season Cooperative in Viroqua that has done so much to connect local farmers with buying institutions in the area. And it's extended as far north as the South Shore, where farmers there got together and created South Shore Meats so that folks know that they are buying from their neighbors. Another very important element of this program is that overall, this has meant economic development to the state. These grants have created and retained over 100 jobs. They've created $4 million in new sales, and they've created a 6-to-1 return on investment for the state. When we're talking about job creation and economic development, we don't have to look farther than our own farms and our own food systems.
Your organization works to try to secure the future of family farm operations, looking at innovations and food production and related businesses that, you know, keep things humming. Are there resources, financial resources, at the federal level that people can count on?
I would say that if I was a farmer right now, I would not make my decisions on how I wanted to farm and what I wanted to farm based on what the federal government or the state government was doing. What I would hope, though, is that both the state government and the federal government would be able to respond to what farmers want to do and help get them the resources that they need.
So what farmers are telling you in a nutshell is?
What I'm hearing from farmers is we are looking for new ways to farm. We need to change with the times, and we are trying, but our policies are not keeping up with us.
Bridget Holcomb is the Associate Director of Public Policy for the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute in East Troy. She spoke with WUWM's Susan Bentz. There are links to more information about county conservation departments at WUWM.com. It's a pivotal time for work in the field of autism, so says noted writer Temple Grandin, who herself is on the autism spectrum. We'll talk with her next when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.